Outside Senator Marco Rubio's office in Tallahassee, a touring bus painted with waving hands pulls up. One by one, a group of women step out to cheers and applause. The Catholic political lobby group called Network is the sponsor of Nuns on the Bus. During Tuesday's stop, Sister Mary Ellen Lacey laid out the group's desire to see Congress pass a comprehensive immigration bill.
It will enable all of our brothers and sisters to be treated with equality. We right now have a subclass. We have a group of people who are living in our country, contributing to our country, enriching our country, being our friends, our neighbors, our co-workers, and yet they're not equal.
While immigration reform supporters like Sister Lacey see the proposal as a human rights issue, those who oppose it see immigration reform as a bad deal economically. John Oliver with the group Floridians for Immigration Enforcement says such a proposal puts American workers at a disadvantage. Oliver's brother-in-law is an engineer, and Oliver says his brother has seen big changes in that industry.
You know, engineers used to make, coming out of college, about $70,000 a year. He's telling me now these kids are lucky if they get a job for $18 an hour with no benefits because we're importing engineers on a subcontractor basis. They get no benefits, and these engineers are willing to work for about $40,000 a year.
The immigration bill Congress is considering would tighten border control enforcement and provide a pathway to citizenship for people already in the country illegally. It would also revamp the way the United States grants visas to workers from outside the country. But Oliver says he believes Senator Marco Rubio, Republicans, and Democrats are using immigration reform as a political tool to raise their profile and get votes. And he points to a lack of desire by even state leaders to take action to curb illegal immigration.
Nobody's against immigration, but you know, immigration should benefit the country. And you know, in this bill, there's something for everybody. You know, the Democrats are going to get more voters out of it. The Republicans get their continued source of cheap labor. What's in this for the American worker?
The immigration overhaul is still in the Senate, and Rubio is crafting an amendment to the bill that would allow Congress to draft rules for tighter border control. But it isn't clear whether the proposal has enough votes to get out of that chamber, let alone pass the House, where it faces an even greater uphill battle for passage. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.